I'm all up on that dude's jock lately, by the way.
Why is that?
Because I heard him on NPR talking about Thomas Paine.
Talking about Hitchin stuff?
Yeah.
Hitchin's a ride?
The Hitchin Post. And then, no, he was talking about Thomas Paine, and then I was like, man, this dude's voice is rad. I will listen to some more of him talk. And then I listened to the, like, 2-hour debate of him, like, all pro the war in Iraq and whatnot. And I was like, hey, yeah, war is great. And then, like,
you're easily swayed, are you?
Oh, by this dude.
I'm easily Newbuck.
Whoa.
Get it?
Yeah, that's very good.
Not bad. Oh,
yeah. All right, sure.
Sure, why not? Can't play keyboards anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a world. Whoa. Oh, man. Let's set the stage.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can we start over so I can play that with my good hand? And not my cock.
Were you playing it with a mitten on?
Yeah, pretty much. I was playing it in a different key. I don't know why.
Oh.
It didn't work out so well.
No, it's okay.
I only know how to play in F sharp.
people caught the drift. Oh, that's F sharp?
No.
Platform's Glow is F sharp?
No, it's not. It's originally an A minor for those who want to play along at home. The original original one's in A minor. I had been playing it in C minor for some unknown reason. Oh. That was in G minor. I don't know why I decided to do that, but it was a bad choice because it didn't pull it off. I play that live, so if it ever sounds bad, you know that I don't care enough to record it ahead of time.
It's studio magic. That's why it sounds bad.
Yeah, like that.
So are we welcoming them? Let's do
it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Yep. For the day after Sarah's birthday, 2007. Still 25.
Yeah.
Yep. It took, apparently. Uh-huh.
There we go. I was looking for my,
uh-huh.
Where's the rim shot one? There we go. I'll just... Yeah, okay.
Nice.
That's enough of that. Forever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, so that's... I've been... so then I got his audiobook. I'm going to listen to that tonight.
Sweet.
Christopher Hitchens.
What's it all about?
For those of you who just tuned in.
Just tuned in after the... Well, I don't listen to anything until the music starts, because I know that preamble is never worth anything.
No, he wrote...
That's where we hide all our coupon codes, though.
Yeah. That's right.
If you want domain a domain name, you enter the code name...
Dong. Dong.
Enter the code name Abominominous! Exclamation point, question mark.
Go to GIJoeDaddy.com and... what did you just giving out the FTP password?
I didn't say that's what it was.
Oh, right, okay.
I didn't mean to. This is abominous. It's hard to spell.
Yeah, it is. You could give it away, and it would still, you know, it would still have like a 1 in 30 shot of getting it.
It's true.
I have to try a bunch of times.
No, anytime I reinstall my FTP program or something, I'm like, Phil, how do I get it thing again? And you're like, all right, it's like this.
Yep.
And I try it, and it still doesn't work. And if he still doesn't answer...
Huh?
How do you call your lover boy?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to get your wife to listen to the show again. She enjoys the dirty dancing, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. You can try.
Nobody puts Heather in the corner.
That's true.
Yep. There you go, Heather. Please come back and listen to the show.
Yep.
I know that you miss your husband.
That's right. That's the only place to get me. But
Yes.
No, it's Chris Ragin's audiobook is called or you know, his book. But I'm not gonna. I ain't gonna read some shit. Though I have been printing out a bunch of his like articles from Slate.com and the Weekly Standard and stuff and reading them. But anyway, his book's called "God Is Not Great: How Religion Poisons Everything."
Hmm.
Uh-huh. Pretty good. Is that Julian?
Totally. Yeah, so, what's up?
Oh, just...
Can I tell you what awesome thing happened to me last night?
Oh, please do. I got
nothing. This is fucking awesome. I was at the SkyTrain station by my work, coming home. Mm-hmm. And I was on the platform pretty much by myself, and a dude comes up to me. And I have my headphones on. Right. And so headphones on means please don't bother me, usually. But guy invariably will come up to me and ask me something. But he comes... He's like a little shorter than me, probably about maybe 45 years old-ish. It's kind of hard to tell. Had kind of beady eyes. BDSM eyes. And
whoa!
And he comes up and he says, "Do you speak English?" And I have my headphones on. And I hear him. I can hear him say that. And I'm like, I'm going to fuck with this guy. And so I take my earphones out of my ears and I go, "Huh?" Like, not, "Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say?" Not to give him anything. But I went, "Huh?" And like, just to see if he like says it again. And he's like, "Do you speak English?" And I just ripped into him like, "What the fuck, man? That's so offensive. We're in Canada. Everyone speaks English. Like, what kind of question is that? You don't come to somebody." And he was like, did not expect... First of all, he didn't expect a half-Asian guy to speak English.
He didn't expect any English audio.
No, and then I just tore into him, and I'm like, "I speak English very well. How about you?" You know, I just totally launched into him, and he was sort of recoiling and getting kind of uncomfortable. And he just wanted to know if he was on the right train to get to.
And they were like, "Nah, dude, I'm just fucking with you. I don't speak English. No, this is all phonetically memorized."
That's right. So, yeah, he was like, "Oh, sorry to bother you, no. But, man, that's just, like, I'm not even 100% Asian, and I'm not even dressed like an Asian person.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't wearing my kimono, so, but, man, that's just, like, the worst, like, even if you're not sure if someone's gonna speak English, and let's face it, like, yeah, there's a lot of, Vancouver's a very multi-ethnic, you know, ethnically diverse community. Lots of people who do speak other languages, but I swear to you, 99.9% of all people here do speak English or do understand. And if they say they don't, it's because they just don't want to bother with, like, talking to you. Mm. But everyone here, like, totally, except for maybe some really old people from the old country, you know?
Quebec?
Yes, exactly. Upper Canada, we call it. And, but it's like, you know, if you're not sure, go up to somebody and ask your question. And if they give you a blank stare and don't answer anything, then you can save yourself the embarrassment of asking, "Do you know English?" You know?
Yeah.
Oh, just fucking, I could have murdered him in the balls. No, and the thing is, like, at first I was like, well, I can do one of two things. I can let this slide and just go like, "Oh yeah, you're on the right train. It's cool. Don't worry about it." But I'm like, nah, man, he's never going to learn unless someone says, "Hey, fuck you, asshole."
Yep.
I didn't, not in so many words.
in many more words.
In more words, yeah. I had to prove that I actually did speak English and not redneck or something. But yeah. Man, like, I don't know. I mean, you've probably never had that happen, but it's...
To me, no.
No. You just grunt.
Yeah. No, I do get asked if I speak Spanish.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Down at the hardware store?
When I was riding the bus and stuff and waiting for buses downtown, like, I'd have people asking me if I spoke Spanish because they wanted to know something, and I was like, I don't habla any of that. And then they
did you have to do it in school?
What, Spanish?
Yeah.
I took French.
Oh, well, shit.
Yeah, because I had the long view. I was like, I know what's going to help me in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, that's what happened. And then, when I came home, my roommates had ordered some sushi, mm-hmm. and I came in the front door, which I don't always do, but and they thought the sushi guy was there, just like opening the door and letting himself in, because I came home a bit early. They weren't expecting me, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, we thought you were the sushi guy." I'm like, "That's the second fucking time someone's been really overtly racist to me."
Nice.
"Oh, you expect me to bring you sushi just because?" No, I didn't.
No, that's pretty good.
That would have been funny, though.
Yep. It's like that one Seinfeld episode.
What?
Like that one Seinfeld episode.
Which one was that?
Why
don't you tell it now?
I will tell it now. It's the one where he was dating that chick who was half Cherokee or something like that, and then Kramer bought that cigar store Indian. And was
right.
Yeah, hammered it up real big, and then later he asked a mailman where the Chinese restaurant was, and it turned out to... Oh, God.
I don't know how to play that. That was not bad, though. You get the idea.
Excellent. Yep. Yeah. So, what's on our junket today, anyway? We got official business today.
Junket in the trunket.
24-hour burrito day? I'm gonna... Hello?
Yeah, no, I was just bringing it up. 24-hour burrito day. Yeah, it's an interesting concept. I don't think I can eat 24 burritos. Can you?
Yeah.
I might have to cheat and start stashing them in various places.
Well, I think the thing is you make them yourself, too. You try to pace yourself.
Well, so that would expend some energy and might, you know. And I would have to... What about, like, starting off... The first year, I'd probably start off with, like, spring roll-sized burritos.
Yeah. To make sure you could do it.
Yeah. And then work up from there.
Yeah.
What about 24-hour hot dog day? That seems like it might be a bit easier. Because a lot of people can eat...
I could do them concurrently.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that like...
I could do 24-hour comic and hot dog day.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Draw your comics in mustard.
Yep. My dad did his comic, did I tell you, in correction pen on black paper.
What a guy.
Yeah, he just about blacked out from the fumes because it was all, you know, all white out all day.
Yeah. And what happens if you make a mistake?
Archer? No, I was offering him Sharpies. I was like, you want to thin those lines down a little bit? Hmm?
Pardon me.
Huh? Right away. Right away what? Well, I guess you better play a little bit more then. You got stuff for me, Mama? Mama's home.
Oh, shit. Time to get out of here.
No, we're good. Hi, Mama.
What?
You want to say hi to the talking show?
Yeah, that's like having a guest.
It is like having a guest.
Hey, we filled our quota for the year.
Take that, whoever suggested that we have guests. I don't remember.
We don't want more guests. Just because we're high time due ready for doesn't mean we're against it.
It doesn't mean we're fronting to.
That's true.
My Spin magazine came today.
Who's on the cover?
It would be the Foo Fighters. Oh, and that reminds me. Oh, Brent, you strap in, buddy.
Okay.
That reminds me of something. I was watching... Oh, my God. Oh, Brian.
Yeah?
I was watching Saturday Night Live the other time ago when the host was... what's that guy from Bell Biv DeVoe? Bon Jovi? Bon Jovi was the host.
Yeah. Bell Biv DeVoe.
The Foo Fighters were the musical guest. Okay.
Wait, what? Okay. How does that work? Did he sit in with them?
No.
Why is he being an actor and not a musician?
Well, here's where it gets wacky. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's the host, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know how sometimes the host is like, if they field some questions from the fake audience or whatever?
Sure.
So he takes a question from the audience, and of course, in the audience is Richie Sambora. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. And they blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, well, hey, let's play a song. So they hop up, and he plays a whole song. And it's not even like they do like a classic Bon Jovi song. They do some song off the new record. That's his opening monologue, is he does a song, right?
Well...
And there was a whole bunch of show, and he does all right. He's a little cue card aware, but, I mean, he's mostly pretty okay.
Yeah.
You know?
But looking then, over everyone's shoulders when he delivers his lines.
Yeah.
Looking, like, sort of angular off. Like, what's going on there? I know this is a side-scroller, but...
Staring almost right into the camera.
He is basically doing the Goomba on Super Mario.
Yeah.
It's like, I do believe that he's there, but something's not with that, you know? That's
why. Yep.
Do you think the Goombas actually were supposed to have eyeballs all the way around their heads?
Maybe. Like spores?
Dude.
So, okay, but then the Foo Fighters are in Andy Samberg's little digital short, but then they play a song. Okay.
Andy Sambora?
Play a song. Yeah.
Okay.
And they do a very fine Foo Fighter song, new ones.
Yep.
And then, you know, fake news and all that junk and everything. And then Bon Jovi comes out and does another song. And then there's not another Foo Fighters song. So, like, he's the host, but he does two songs.
Why even have the Foo Fighters on?
Exactly. They should have gotten their own show where they got to be the host, too.
That would probably... Well, I don't know how that would fly. Like, Dave Grohl's a pretty, him and the drummer dude there. What's his
name? Yeah, they got chairs,
Hitchens. Yeah. Yeah, no, they have that. I think they're a little too cool to, like, maybe do that. But it is SNL. Maybe. And
not the bass player, though.
No.
Bass player of Foo Fighters has the least personality of any guy.
True.
In the universe.
Yes.
He is just standing there.
Bass bot 5,000.
Totally.
He's very good. Yeah, but they could pull off the Dave Grohl could host if he wanted to. I don't think so. It doesn't seem like his style, but he could do it.
If they did, I would hope that they would have like the ghost of Kurt Cobain in every sketch.
Oh God!
And have it be like you know what's his face? You know.
No.
Chris Kattan.
Oh fuck!
Chris Kattan is the ghost of Kurt Cobain. Oh, it's hot.
Whatever happened to that guy
right now? What? Whatever happened to Kurt Cobain?
No, yeah. Where is
he
now?
What is that guy doing now?
Just goes to show that...
Yep.
Yeah. Grunge is here to stay.
Yeah. A little grudge. So, yeah. So that was my fury and rage. I was like, man, I can't even believe I downloaded this. So
hey, yep. How come there was never a hybrid musical style of funk and grunge?
which would you go with for the combo name there?
Funge.
Funge?
Grunk.
Not Grunk.
Grunk sounds awesome.
Yeah, totally. But Grunk thinks that Super Mario Bros. 2 sucks, so I don't know.
That's
Grunk.
True. I'm one of those people who never fully appreciated Mario. Like, I always thought it was kind of cheap and like just wasn't... Because it's not... It was so radically different. That
yeah.
It's like you can jump on guys, but you can't squash them, and you know.
No, you got to pick them up.
This and that.
I thought that was wonderful. I thought it was a great elevation of gameplay.
Yeah, no, it was definitely sweet that they went and like did a different thing, but I can see why people don't like Mario 2. Like it doesn't fit in to the.
But I guess in retrospecticus or whatever. But it's like when you first played it. I mean, how did you know?
Everyone liked it because it looked great. Like,
yeah.
With such a leap ahead in graphics from the first one, you know?
And it was the second. It wasn't like, oh, this is so different from all the rest of them. It was like, no, it's the sequel, and sequels are naturally a little different. So then when 3 came out, that's when 2 revealed itself as like a sore thumb.
That's, you know? Yeah, that's true. If they had gone in a completely different direction and they had given Mario, let's say, like a water cannon for Mario 3.
Yeah, and you played it with paddles?
Yeah, they probably could have gotten away with it, actually, by then. But, man, people hate Super Mario Sunshine. You know, people hate it. I don't know if you've ever played it.
No, I never played it, but...
It's a weird thing, because he always has the water pack, and you're running around shooting water and stuff, and you can use it to boost off the ground. It is, it's like that. It's like a totally different kind of mechanic, but it's still a Mario game, and it's still fun, but everyone hated it because it wasn't Mario 64, you know?
They should have just gone ahead and put Mario in every game. Just every game. After
Shotgun
after
effect? Just Jackson what? Pollock him over everything?
Yeah.
Just a little drizzle of Mario and everything?
I mean, just all of them. Just, you know, Metroid
Castlevania. Every Nintendo game stars Mario?
Yeah, Bionic Commando,
that would be
all
a weird
them.
Thing. If, like, you know how, like, each system had their mascots, or tried to, or whatever, and if, like, only, that was the only, like, if you played a PlayStation game, it was all Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah.
It kind of was for a while there.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, yuck.
Master Chief Racing.
Mm-hmm.
Master Chief Cooking Mama.
I'm with you.
Master Chef, I believe that would be called, right?
Well, there's a timely article about Sublime in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's just, keep Grunk alive.
Sublimin.
Yep. I guess they're the combination of funk and grudge, right? Reggae and rednecks.
Reg Runge.
Red Runge.
Remember, I want to get that Rednecks? Cotton Eye Joe?
What?
Cotton Eye Joe?
No.
That was by a band called Rednecks with an X.
Hey, Heather, do you remember Cotton Eye Joe? I got the yes out of her.
Yeah, she
they, was in England when that song was big.
Oh, they were from, like, Sweden or something.
It was so big there.
Well, you know,
she's convulsing.
If it had not been for Cotton Eye Joe, I would probably have been married a long time ago.
What? Really?
I assume. The song, not the guy.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying if it wasn't for the song, Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe stole my woman. That's you saying that.
Oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why don't you do me for the rest of the show and I'll just go and have a nap.
Aw. Wait, is that a dig against me?
I took a dig against me and flipped it around.
Yeah.
Yep, I sure did.
You have skills.
What else are we going to say?
Coheed and Cambria.
Coheed and Cambria?
I bought a Coheed and Cambria live DVD for $1 at the comic convention last month.
I don't know what that means, but that's cool.
The band? No. Coheed and Cambria?
Sure.
You know who those guys are?
No.
Yeah.
We don't have that in Canada.
Really?
Yeah, we call them Enya here.
Coheed and Canada? Mm-hmm. Which is funny to me, but you don't know who the band is, so I guess...
Yeah, no, I don't care.
Huh.
It's not that I don't know, it's that I don't care.
Oh, okay. They're fancy.
Yeah, all right.
They play fancy music.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Grug knows who they are. He doesn't like them.
Grug doesn't like them?
Mm-hmm.
Grug doesn't like anything.
No, he thinks Birdo's a dude. Why does he think Birdo's a dude? You can't just quote the manual at me and like give me a change of mind.
No.
I read the manual, Grug. I know what the story is, but I don't buy it. It's all a load of hokum.
But here's the thing, is that Birdo shoots eggs out of his face, or her face.
Yeah. That's
Yoshi,
not the face.
Yoshi farts them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which one's more girl-like, if you ask me? I think it's Yoshi.
I'm saying that I believe Birdo is upside down and that those eyes are fake. I don't.
It's just that camouflage thing.
Yeah.
Walking around on his hands and farting out eggs. At...
Yep.
That's a lot of eggs to be farting out too, isn't it?
Yep.
Man,
they'd be all soft. I don't think the shell would be very hard.
I would. You know what? You would want to be friends with Birdo, and or Yoshi for that matter. And you could eat for free for a million years.
There should be omelet mama.
Yes.
Starring Yoshi.
Oh, gross. Yuck. Remember in Super Mario World where there was baby Yoshis that hatched out of eggs?
Yeah.
That was kind of weird. Who fertilized those? Do you think Mario did?
Oh, man.
Let's talk about something else besides video games. What do you say?
Okay.
So Guitar Hero 3 is coming out.
Yeah, it's got a Coheed and Cambria song on it.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I will finally know who they are then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll be like, oh, it's that band with the song. That how's that song go? It's like...
Green, green, red, green, green, red.
Red. We both went green, green, red. You know who they are.
Oh. Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Should we go?
No.
Because I want to.
But yeah, I'm not going to get Guitar Hero 3 until we get the Xbox 720. That's going to be the bomb.
Xbox 180 is what I should have done. Oh, you're cutting out. What are you doing?
Nothing. Sound like a magazine.
Sound like your mic unplugged.
No.
You're breaking up.
You are.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, whatever.
My dad's 360 died.
Your dad's 360 died?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's is dying.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think they should put together a class action lawsuit.
Oh, probably. I don't know. Steve's is on its way out. I guess he can tell that it's dying or something. And so But I think the only thing to do once that happens is you have to play it until it dies. And then you send it away. But you can't say, hey, look, this thing's about to die. They'll be like, no, it hasn't broken yet. Play it till it breaks. That's shitty, man. That shouldn't happen. That should not happen until, 5 years later, you know?
Until the next thing is out, at least.
Shit. I have a Nintendo Entertainment System that still works. You gotta blow in the cartridge and all that, which actually is a bad thing to do because of the condensation from the breath. It's not good for the diodes and the triodes.
No, that's right. You're supposed to suck.
Yeah. Well, probably using, a vacuum cleaner or something would be, or what do you call those, canned air, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Actually, that stuff has moisture in it too, doesn't it?
Only if you hold it at an angle or something.
Okay. Anyway, that would be better because you got shit in your mouth that's no good for all the electronics. So don't blow into cartridges. You want them to last because it corrodes the fuck out of the shit.
Just lick.
But the point is that I still have old Nintendo systems that still work. And
yes.
I know that the electronics are not as sophisticated as they are today, but shit, you gotta make stuff last longer than a year. God.
What's the warranty on those things?
I know they're replacing and shit, but it's like, it's what an inconvenience to have to send something away. Like all those earphones that I, those $60 earbuds that I bought. They lasted a month, they were great, and then they crapped out. I still haven't sent them away, but they have a year warranty. I'm going to send them away soon. but the thing is that if they are going to crap out again, maybe I will get better use out of them by waiting. I don't know. But that's stupid, and I shouldn't have to do that.
Nope. Stuff should work.
And, like, the minute I send them away to get repaired, there should be a new set arriving at my doorstep, you know?
They should send you... Yes, they should send you a new pair, and then a box.
Or at least
the other
ones
in.
Yeah, or, like, maybe a gift certificate for a free pair from the store or something, you know? Like, here, redeem this, because we're not sending you anything, but redeem this and make it so that, I don't know, you have to include your fucking receipt in the thing or something. I don't know.
Or they could give you, like, a gift certificate for, like, a Happy Meal that comes with a large fries.
You want to tell that story?
No, but I'm just saying. That's what they could send you.
Wait, I can't believe that. I bet in Canada you would be able to do that.
Do you want
to
tell that story?
Yeah, it's kind of outrageous, man.
I'd rather hear it from the other end.
Okay. So. I'm not the one who farts in the microphone. But Phil tried to order some Happy Mails from McDonald's. He was buying them for Tom and Sarah. It was cute. But he wanted to get them, what, McNugget meals, but instead of the small fries, replaced with large fries is what you wanted?
Yes.
And they were like, no, we can't do that. And you're like, okay, well, I'll pay extra. I'll pay whatever it takes. Can I just get two large fries instead of kid size fries? Because that's what they want. And just, I'll buy, like, just do it. Do it up. And they're like, no, we can't do that. You will have to buy two Happy Meals and a separate large fries. And take the small fries and throw them away.
Which is what I tend to do.
Throw them away into Mike Stevens.
I'll leave them on the counter. You're like, what are you doing? You're a maniac. Give me those fries.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, they would not, like, all you want, you would still pay full price, but you just didn't want the small fries. You're like, just leave them out.
I just wanted them to put the stuff in the Happy Meal bags.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's just so ridiculous that they're so set in their regulations that they can't.
She was getting all Sharia with you, too.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it, dude. No spoilers.
I'm just saying.
Okay, but I understand.
Yeah. Did you watch Kid Nation?
We did watch Kid Nation last night.
Yeah?
It was pretty good.
Kid Nation update!
Did you want me to...
Guylin can't dig.
What?
If Kid Nation has taught me anything, it's that Guylin can't dig.
Yeah, what the hell? I still have it on slap bass.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you think that Taylor will ever learn a lesson from this show? I know that they're setting it up for that, like, but do you think it will actually happen? And if it does, do you think it will be forced by Productos?
Yeah, I don't know if they can teach her a lesson. I was hoping she was going to go home, actually. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm glad Donkey Kong stayed, though.
It'd be kind of funny if Donkey Kong stayed and then killed her. You know?
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome. I don't know.
And they had to revoke his gold star.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man. He gets his $20,000 gold star. He's like, I've got six brothers and sisters who all need to go to college. And I'm like, it's even worse than like Greg, who was like, I'm going to go to college on this $20,000.
Yeah, you're like, okay. Yeah,
DK's like, I'm sending my whole family to college.
Community college in Canada, maybe?
Right.
But you know what? When they showed DK's house, it didn't look ramshackle.
No.
So?
No, his
which,
mom,
which is what I expected.
His mom should look like him.
Should look like him?
And sure did look
like
him.
Oh, did. Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
No, the whole face was like identical. Teeth was like just falling.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's not get racist.
What? Nothing racist about talking about people's teeth.
I think there is.
You're just all touchy still.
No, because last time I said something about buck something, and you were like, "Oh, like buck teeth, huh? Like the Asians."
Oh yeah.
You are to forget.
Yeah, no, my standards are very doubled.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. So the moral of the story?
The what?
is bury the garbage.
Bury your garbage, and also bring people who know how to shovel, not just who you think should come.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
And asking those little girls is like, yeah, that's one thing, but they aren't going to be very useful even if they do help.
Yeah.
You know? So
it was weird how they picked, and it was kind of weird how they were just like, how they picked. They should have just been like, all right, everyone, come on.
Yeah, basically. Like, what's everyone else doing? Yeah. Whoever isn't burying garbage should be fucking fetching
water.
They're all
brushing their teeth and reading their Bibles.
I guess.
Off camera.
Well, there's still so many kids
unmentioned
that they don't show anything of. And I'm like, there better be a fucking good DVD set at the end of this.
Yeah.
I don't know. And
a DVD set of all the footage, everything recorded.
They should have one DVD set for each kid. That's just footage of them.
Yes.
You get the...
You watch him on multiple TVs.
The Guyland edition.
TVDs.
Guyland edition, so you can find out what the hell he was up to the first three episodes. Because I didn't know who he was.
Yep. He was colored.
And the goth chick.
Locks.
And there's also the like green mohawk kid. You see him once in a while, and you're like, who's that kid? What's his story?
Maybe he's one of the kids who drank the bleach.
Oh, maybe.
You read the Wikipedia entry on
that? No, I did not. They drank bleach?
Yeah. Three kids drank bleach.
What for?
Because it was in a pop bottle.
Oh, no.
Yep.
And they died?
No.
Oh, can you die from that?
Drinking bleach?
Should die from that.
You should die, yeah, but I don't think you automatically do.
Well, hopefully they spat it out and didn't say, hey, this tastes a bit weird, try it.
Yeah, the first kid tried it and was like, oh.
This is awful. Well, fuck, I'll have it.
Anyone want this?
That's worth 5 cents.
Yep.
10 cents if you want the... fucking depth charge of... Oh, maybe that's what they were dropping in there was bleach.
Oh.
What was with that? What do you throw down in your pint of root beer? What could make that better?
I think maybe
a shot glass full of vanilla, maybe?
Maybe they were having glasses of uncarbonated root beer syrup.
And they
were dropping in carbonated
club soda.
Yeah.
Yuck. I don't understand.
You know Sophia's favorite drink? According to her profile.
Grape knee high.
No, it's
Scotch.
Club soda.
Oh, it's club soda? Oh, figures.
Yeah, I like plain bubble water.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yep.
We were, all the dudes over here who were watching it were like, that chick's kind of dykey. And then all the girls who were over here were like, no, she's not, she's pretty. Like, doesn't mean she can't be pretty. It's just she's very dykey.
Yep.
You agree with me, right?
Kinda. I don't know.
You're on the fence.
Matronly. Or not,
well, you know, I don't know what it is. And they're like, because she has a husky voice? Or, no, it's not because of that. Oh, because she, this and that? Nope, not because, just the vibe. It's the, I don't know.
Yeah.
She's going to grow up to be a hot lesbian. Leave her alone.
I don't know.
I didn't say it was bad.
No. But she could, she's got some Sarah Gilbert in her.
I guess so.
You know?
I wish I had some Sarah Gilbert in me.
Barf or barf. You know, she's kind of like, eh, you know? You know what would be great is if a challenge... I'm sorry, audience, that we're talking Canadian.
Oh,
but
go
like,
fuck yourself.
It's all on the internet. Get on the stick.
Yeah.
If you're all going to be like, well, I don't...
Dudes, okay. No, check
who
it out.
Who said they don't even air it in Australia? Who's like... Does the SD was like, do they even show?
Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Did
you notice the little plea for, like, please watch the show? Before, did you see it?
Yeah.
And they're like, tell all your friends, sit down with your mom and dad, watch the show, please. And I'm like, it's like, are they losing ratings? There's no one, because it's a good show. And I know it looks crap, and I know I can understand why people wouldn't want to give it a chance.
Yeah.
But we're just doing,
I hate kids. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
You know?
But we're just doing our part to help the show. Like they said, like spread the word. That's what we're doing, and we're getting kickbacks from Mossimo brand urinal pies.
urinal pies. we were going to quit doing the show altogether, but then we were like, no, we got to do
Kid
something
Nation
for Kid
needs
Nation.
Us. That's right. Yep. So you were going to say a challenge that you want them to have or something?
Oh, yeah, where it's just like, you know, they can pick between something that they want.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah.
McGriddles. Or some adults. Just like...
Some adults
like,
to have?
Yeah, they open a crate and it's just like eight adults.
No, it should
like
be
just random
it be
adults.
Like, they should. You know how on Survivor sometimes they get like, okay, we're sending a fisherman over to teach you how to fish, or we're sending over this tribes guy to teach you how to, you know, eat a root out of the ground or whatever. You know how they get those ones?
Right.
They should for get yeah, for 3 days. We're gonna give you like this pro wrestler who can like he'll lift anything you want. And, right. you know, like some body, not bodybuilder guy, but some, like, huge, maybe like one of them,
the Red District wins a weekend with Bad Company.
What about, the World's Strongest Man competition? You know, those beer
oh, yeah.
guys who can pull
oh,
trucks?
Man.
One of those guys. Like, you get him for 3 days, and you could make him do basically whatever you want. That would be awesome. That'd be a great reward for them. And
we'll see what happens
he comes
next season.
You know how they turned down the go-karts?
Yeah.
We were thinking that the host should have drove off in them with like a bikini model or something.
Eating a hot dog.
Hey, okay, have your vegetables, kids. Vroom, vroom, vroom. See ya. Oh, and we finally learned his name.
Jeff Probst?
Jonathan. They called him Jonathan. Zach said something. But that's the first time they've mentioned his name, and I think it was an accident.
Oh, yeah, when he said, that's not kosher, Jonathan.
That's right.
Yep.
So
pigs.
We know. That was a weird... And, you know, it took me the longest time to realize that big bucket full of beans was actually shaped like a pan.
Yeah.
Because it had... I was like, what's that thing? Why is that sticking out? I'm like, oh, it's that handle of a giant pan.
That's impressive.
It was ridiculous. But imagine if that was a real pan and you had tiny little pigs in it. Imagine frying up little whole pigs.
Mm.
If they were that small in a real pan, you could probably just eat the bones. You could eat
the bones. You could barely hear their screams.
Like a sardine. You know like how sardines have little bones in them? You eat them anyway just because they're so small that it's kind of nothing. If you had a little miniature pig that big, you could probably eat the whole thing. And just crunch.
Eat some good chili, I guess.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
You couldn't eat a whole pig?
Well, I could. I mean.
You couldn't eat several of them in a cereal bowl?
I don't think I could. No, I could not. I would much rather have tiny pigs. If we're talking about bite-sized pigs, I'd rather just have a cage of bite-sized pigs.
As opposed to?
A mouthful of them.
Oh, okay. All right. You want one at a time is all.
Yeah, or just whenever I felt like it. Yeah. Poppers.
Pig poppers. Gross. What kind of dip?
Oh, man.
Bean
au jus?
Yeah. Do you think that,
whipped cream and caramel?
Do you think they should have given the kids all those beans?
Oh.
You get to keep all the beans you can eat. Full of pig feces.
Yep.
And I was also thinking, like, there's been a few challenges where they've been wrangling animals.
Yeah.
And I wonder if any of them are getting sick from the poops and all that. Touching them and not cleaning up properly. These kids are terrible cleaning up, you know?
Yeah.
I bet they all get salmonella at the end of it.
I'm sure there's adults that stand over them, stand behind them, you know, when they're all at the sink, telling them to wash their
hands. I did appreciate how, after that, how fluffy everyone's hair was. Because they had clearly all bathed at the end of it.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah. That little Alex, the little Asian kid there with the one tooth in the middle of his face.
Oh, he's so sad.
He had the, like, puffiest hair after. It was funny.
But I have my kid.
Oh, God. He should have murdered somebody.
I have my kid.
All right. That's enough of that.
All right. Great. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess we should probably hit the short and dusties.
Okay. Frost them up, Chris.
I'm about to.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got anything else? Any last minute things?
Not really. But, gonna watch a hockey game, and I don't know. That's it.
You're still rooting for the Red Sox? You still...
Oh, fuck the Red Sox, dude. Even if it was... Man, you know what? I can't even decide when it, you know how it's always like Red Sox-Yankees rivalry there on the American League side there? That's the two best teams that everyone likes. When they play each other, like, most people like the Red Sox because they haven't won anything or hadn't for a while. They were sort of the underdogs, but they've become the powerhouse. And their only goal for kind of a while was, like, to beat the Yankees, kind of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of, like, hate that. I think I prefer the Yankees as much as I hate the Yankees.
Wow.
Yeah, so I always root against the Red Sox.
Well, maybe next year, Brian. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year will be the year for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah.
They were supposed to take a run at it this year, but it didn't happen. They're Canada's team, don't you know? I fucking hate that. They always do that. They're like, it's Canada's team. I'm like, well, it is the only Canadian team, but I hate them telling us that. Like, they did that, too, with basketball, and they had the Grizzlies and the Raptors. They kind of said, like, the Toronto Raptors were Canada's team and all this. And whenever there's, like, whenever it's hockey playoffs and there's only one Canadian team left and it's, like, fucking Calgary Flames, and they're like, oh, it's Canada's team now. And you're like, well, just because I'm from Canada doesn't mean I'm going to root for the Calgary Flames, who are my natural enemy, geographically. But they do that in America, too. America's team, right? Yankees is America's team. If you're American, you have to like them.
No.
No? The Twins?
Would they even say that?
The Twins have a Canadian.
Where would that come up?
I don't know. Don't they say
America's
stuff like
baseball team?
Yeah,
America's baseball team is baseball.
is America's pastime still baseball?
I think so. But I think they should change that.
But America's favorite sport is football.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or NASCAR. America's favorite. What do you think is more popular, NASCAR or football?
Oh, NASCAR.
NASCAR is America. If they could change it right now, based on a vote, it's America's pastime would be NASCAR, you think?
I don't know.
America's pastime would be NASCAR?
Maybe. I don't know, but they have preempted football games for NASCAR.
Wow. So. They should combine them. Every football player drives a car, and they just crash them into each other.
Oh, man, I would watch that.
And then the quarterback has, like, a catapult on the back of his, and he launches it.
Most popular game ever.
And all the other like receiver guys have baskets on the top of their car.
Man, basketball?
Yeah, sure. Something like that. Not like, that's not how you score. Like, he still has to drive over the end zone, but that's how he catches it. Like, there's a big medicine ball coming, and you have to, like, align your car and, like, catch it in the top roof basket. And then other cars are trying to, like, slam into you and stuff. And, like, all your linebacker guys are in sort of, like, big trucks. What were those, mini semi-trucks? They were, like, sort of like a pickup size thing, but they were, like, you know those? Remember those?
What? No.
Oh, I think GMC made them or something. It was, like, one step up from a pickup truck. It was like a cross-legged pickup and a semi. It was, like, Yeah, like, monster. It's, like, probably what Optimus Prime would be. If he were real.
Uh-oh.
If he were real and not in just a movie.
I don't think we should open that can of,
Primes?
Cyberworms. Dumb. Alright, really. We should go.
Energon?
I gotta watch some Prices Right before I go to work.
Energon Strymner?
Mm-hmm.
What is John Strymner doing, anyways?
I don't know. He's resting on his laurels, I guess.
Good deal. God damn it.
Yep.
Quit. Oh, I wish
he's out there. He's out there trying to make some ad money for us.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so, send in your donations to, Joseph Bergen III.
That's right. He needs a new drawing table. Desperately.
To put his Xbox on.
Yeah, to put all of his Team Fortress trophies on.
His achievement points. He's going to make little, little Fimo medallions.
He only has like 5 achievements left.
Really?
Yeah, which is like ridiculous that I should know that.
Then he can quit playing?
That shouldn't be public. It's not like I should be able to just like,
I don't know why you know that.
Check on a dude's video games habits. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to know that. Alright. There we go.
Hey! You got anything to add?
No. No, we should have done the music for the last, for the football part, but no, that's cool.
Oh.
Completely empty. But we'll see you all on 24 Burrito Day.
Bye, Petus.